This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In 2002, the Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics plant in Merrimack doubled in size. That growth happened when the company decided to close its plant in Bennington, Vermont, and move those operations to Merrimack, New Hampshire. In Vermont, there's been a lot of speculation as to why that move took place. NHPR's Emily Corwin has been digging into this and is joining me now. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Peter.
So, Emily, why did Saint-Gobain move its Bennington plant to New Hampshire?
So when the Bennington plant closed back in 2001, the plant's manager told a local paper that there were a few motivators. There was declining demand, they needed to streamline, and he also said this. He said it's because Vermont's pollution regulations were basically more demanding than New Hampshire's. And while in New Hampshire we haven't heard this angle much, the idea that Vermont's stricter pollution policies saved it from additional PFOA contamination is something that the state's commissioner mentions to media a lot.
And PFOA is a potentially cancer-causing chemical. That's the one that's been turning up in all these wells around the Merrimack area.
That's right.
Okay. And have you found anything to back up that claim that Saint-Gobain doubled its capacity in New Hampshire because our air regulations were more lax?
I've been warned that that's an oversimplification, and you have to remember that all this went down like 15, 20 years ago. It's possible that the company really did just want to consolidate, and it's hard to prove why they chose New Hampshire over other locations. And just a few weeks ago, the company told me it moved in response to global competition. But that's not the end of the story either. Vermont did require air pollution controls on all of their production towers, and New Hampshire did not. And if you read the letters between the company, which was called ChemFab back then, and the state of Vermont, you can see that for many years, ChemFab made it clear to Vermont regulators that if Vermont continued to require these expensive pollution devices, the company might move to New Hampshire.
What kind of devices were they?
They were designed to burn exhaust off from the manufacturing process, kind of like the way your incinerator works in your car. They helped reduce smoke, they helped reduce odor, and also chemicals like benzene. See, Vermont regulates odor, New Hampshire does not. But what these things were not designed to do is control for PFOA. And I'm told it is possible, since PFOA breaks down at high temperatures, that they may have reduced some of that contamination, but it hasn't been tested for. And that all sounds like, you know, pretty good. Why wouldn't you want these things on your towers? The thing that Saint-Gobain and ChemFab says is that they just guzzled propane and that propane was expensive. And propane also lets off its own fuel emissions. So the company would tell Vermont, you know, hey, New Hampshire doesn't require these. Why do you?
Okay, so can we back up a second and tell me what ChemFab now, I guess, Saint-Gobain makes?
Sure. So Saint-Gobain has 15 towers, which they use to coat fabric in something called PTFE, which is the same compound in Teflon. And PTFE is really strong, it's really flexible, and it's really slippery. It's used in buildings, hazmat-type suits, electronics, all kinds of things. And so that Teflon-y substance that coats the fabric, it lets off a toxic compound related to PFOA into the air. And, you know, it lets off a bunch of other compounds, too. Regulators say they think it's likely PFOA has gotten into the water because the particles that go up into the air then fall to the ground.
Got it. Okay, so back to the present day. Both Vermont and New Hampshire are dealing with water contamination. Has Vermont continued to be more strict in their response?
Well, in at least one way, they have. While New Hampshire and Maine has set their threshold for safe drinking water at 100 parts per trillion, Vermont has been far more conservative, and they're providing bottled water to anyone with wells above 20 parts per trillion. And this week, Saint-Gobain actually filed a lawsuit arguing that Vermont doesn't have the science to back up that low threshold.
Well, Emily, thank you for following the story.
Thanks so much.
That's NHPR's Emily Corwin.